Listener John got attacked by a goose. He was on. He was in a canoe. I guess he was training.
Lake Whatcom. You training for like a ski to sea, or what are you training for?
What was going on there, John?
Yeah, we train a lot of competitive races. We go ski to sea. We go down to a lot of other races. But yeah, so we're sitting there going to town. You know, training at on Lake Whatcom, just at the point there by Blodell, and out of nowhere, you know, the point there, we call it the birdhouse. There's a little piling there with a birdhouse on there. Well, out of the blue, I guess a couple of Canadian geese, they nest there, you know, just come dive bombing me and my friend. And, you know, it's kind of hard to hold your balance on the water in those little small canoes, you know, the single canoe. So
all right, now when you say dive bombing, what are they, how close are they getting to your boat, your canoe?
Oh, they're hitting the boat, and they're necking us. I call it necking because it looks like a snake trying to bite you. They're hissing at you.
Ooh, yeah. Don't you have a 6-foot paddle in your hand?
It's about 6 foot, but they're so scary. You're on the water. Everything, you're out of your element.
It's like those dragons in Game of Thrones, Brad.
Yeah,
they come right at you. What are you going to do?
Yeah, they're dangerous. I am not scared of dogs, but I am scared of geese. And yeah.
Those things hit.
But didn't you get your best time of the week that day? I mean, when you're training, you must have been paddling faster than ever.
I'd have to say that we avoided going that way, and we went the other way. Yeah, picked a different route.
Well, they hiss.
Those things are vicious.
It's the hissing that they do, too, that is just, it's be one thing if they were just attacking you, but then they add the sound effects that they bring in, thing. That makes it really weird, man.
They're crazy on when you're on the water too. It's like something's being thrown at you, but it's biting at you.
And then they got their Ralph Macchio Karate Kid wings out kind of thing when they're coming at you because they kind of make themselves look bigger.
I'm telling you, those things have teeth. I mean, it might not be what we call teeth, but there's something in there that will shred your skin. All right,
yeah,
John.
They're it looks like teeth, and when they're coming at you, you can hear their wings. Flapping away.
Horrifying.
Horrifying. It's scary.
Yeah, this is the time of the year you don't want any part of them. It's nesting season. Yep. They're protecting everything.
There's a story out of Michigan.
Thank you, John.
Yeah, thank you, John. There's a story out of Michigan. Guy, golfer, high school golfer, gets attacked on the golf course by a goose. And then the Eastern Michigan University Police posted a video on the department's Instagram account of a goose attacking an unsuspecting person in a parking lot, and then they're warning students, don't try to take any selfies with the geese.
Yeah, I don't understand that. But I can't believe it's news stories. You can't attack them, even if they attack you. We've had stories, and I can't believe it's news, where someone was being attacked by one of these things, and they, like, kicked them. They were attacking their kid, and they kicked the goose. Because the thing was going after the person's kid, and somebody saw that and took pictures of it, and then that person ended up getting in trouble. So you can't, even if they're going after you, you're not even allowed to defend yourself against that hissing dragon.
It's hard to keep your eye on the sky when those hissing dragons are flying down because you're keeping your eye on the ground to not step in any of the goose poop at Blodell Donovan Park, and you're, you know.
That's right.
You're not looking.
Khaleesi, come get your birds and get them out of here.